Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Sam, Murphy, yes. And I did it. We crashed a vendor showcase and bridal tasting where our girls...
Why would you say we crashed it? We were invited.
It was just exciting to say crashed. Whatever.
When you're invited to something, you're not really crashing it, you know?
Well, yeah. Okay.
I understand, though. It is more fun to say you crashed.
Okay, so Taylor and Phoebe both work at this catering hall.
Your daughters.
On the weekends, our daughters. Taylor's the bartender. She started out hand passing, and Phoebe does hand passing, walks around with trays and offers people little hors d'oeuvres and things like that for weddings, they do high school reunions, all kinds of things. And we've never had the occasion where we're going to a wedding that happens to be there when they're working.
Right.
So on the low, Taylor just literally called me the other night and goes, Mom, there's this whole bridal showcase thing, you know, for people who are thinking of using our place for their wedding reception. Mm-hmm. You can come in, you know, and just have a night there and see what all is offered and eat. She says, come hungry. And we're like, we'll be there. So it was 6 to 8 p.m. You know, so of course we left at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Because you can make it there.
Murphy was working.
Had things to do.
So Murphy, so sweet, dropped me at the door. I'm in heels. And so I want to get in there too. You know, make sure we get a seat.
You get the good food.
I didn't know. I just didn't want to be late. So he's going to park and I get in there. And as soon as I get in there, Taylor's like, hey. So I sat near the bar. And she immediately wanted to can I make you a drink? And I'm like, oh, it's a weeknight. And I'm like, not yet. I'll take water. And then I sat down and the food started coming before you arrived. And I realized she wants to make me a drink. She's working. She's in her element. So I knew I was going to order a drink eventually. But I mean, I got some food that was hand passed around before you even arrived, Murphy. Okay. And it happens fast.
So Murphy missed some of it?
He did.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I think that you missed prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I did miss that. That sounds good.
Sorry. You also missed eggplant spears.
I did miss that.
And then bruschetta crostinis.
Oh. I missed three things?
Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
How are they?
All delicious. Now, when you sat down, I think, did you have an artichoke truffle? I'm looking at the menu.
No, I didn't get one of those either.
Oh. Well, you did, though, get a filet skewer, right?
Skewer?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get one of those either. What did they?
I don't remember.
What did you get?
Here's the mistake that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you made this mistake or not. We need to talk about it. But when we first got there, I was hungry.
Yeah.
And it was a 2-hour event. I didn't realize they were going to space it all perfectly, that they were still bringing out new things at 7:45.
Oh.
So I'm just...
Well, someone did come up, and I don't... Maybe you weren't at the table at that moment. It was explained that they're going to go down the list. Somebody explained
that.
Yeah, they're going to go down the full list, so make sure you stay till the end. That's why I stayed till the end.
Yeah. We did stay till the end, but I was so full I couldn't eat anymore. They kept coming around, and Murphy was like, yeah, I'll take one.
You know, maybe the reason I was late, I was late, but I was also explaining to Chelsea, who I met at the front door. She was the hostess welcoming everybody. And I told her, yeah, you know, Jody and I are looking for a place to renew our vows.
And maybe, me and my soulmate.
Maybe this would be, you know, the place to rent for that.
They know that's not true. They know we're Taylor and Phoebe's parents. They're like, oh, hey, we're so glad to meet you.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know where to go next, but it was so much fun to watch them in action, like Taylor and Phoebe. And Phoebe was trying to be the professional, and she is a professional. And they look so cute in their white shirts and ties. They just look so cute. You love to see your kids in their element at their work. So I was, you know, not just there for the food, but I wanted to see it. And they have the lights down and they have the DJ going. And so you know what the place looks like and feels like. You know, if you're doing a reception there.
They want to give you the full experience, yes.
We, of course, knew the DJ.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know him too, Sam.
Oh.
Our friend Bob, who does all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you're the DJ here? Awesome. When he saw us, he's like, are your daughters getting married? Like, no, they just work here.
No, we're just here to renew our vows.
Murphy's lying all night.
Why? Anyway, this is what's cute. We're going to get to some more of the food, but the mistake I made was I was hungry when I arrived. So we go to the little buffet room. There's still stuff being brought out, hand passed.
Oh, wait. There was a room with...
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that was what... Is that what you meant by the filet skewers? Was that the filet? Because I tried that.
I don't think I had filet skewers. I just see it on the list. I must have missed that, too. It's possible that I missed that,
too. What was sitting in the room in the tray? That
was a roast beef thing.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway, so, yeah, I had no idea. When you see things get hand-passed and it's small, you think, let me eat this because it's little.
Yeah.
No, because by the end of the night, it was like, please don't bring any more food. And then the next thing is like, fried shrimp, big fried shrimp, as big as your hand with like... cocktail sauce on top, yeah. And Murphy's like, yeah, I'll take one, and I'll take hers, too.
Yeah.
So was funny. That? But my mistake is that I was hungry at first, and so the pasta, the little thing of pasta we had.
You treated it like a sprint, not a marathon.
I guess. So by the second hour, I couldn't eat much.
Well, we went and we hit that little line that had the pastas and all those, and I guess I didn't realize, it wasn't until afterwards that we were told they'll go down the list of all these. It reminds me of time, if you've ever been a taster for something, like a judge for those kind of contests, which the three of us have done before.
Pace yourself.
You can't eat it like you would, a couple of bites of everything, because you will never make it to the end of the line for everybody who is a contestant. It's literally a taste and that's it, mm-hmm. You know?
Some of the best food came out late. So in the middle of it all, I got up and I went over to Taylor and I was like, okay, let make me a drink. And she goes, okay, great. She's like, what do you want? I said, you know me, make me something. She knows my favorite drinks in the world.
You should have given her one of those weird, hard ones.
I'm like, you know, I love a French 75. She's like, ugh. And I'm like, you know, I love a really good margarita. She says, I'll make you a margarita. So she made me one. But the cutest thing happened when she brought it to me. You want to tell Sam?
Yeah, she walked up. She said, hey, Dad, would you like a mocktail version of this? I'm like, well, sure. Why not? Go ahead.
Yeah.
And so she made me a mock margarita. Oh. And just the look on her face, she was so
sweet. She wanted to
sweet.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was special. Mm-hmm. It was very good, too.
Yeah.
The thing
yeah.
about Phoebe, too, watching Phoebe hand pass, is that she would come out. You know, they're dressed up in their white shirts and their black ties, and it's a bunch of her friends. One of her friends, Ella, that we know really well, also works here. They have so much fun together because the music's blaring, and they walk out with the trays. Would you like this? This, and they're ready for what it is. You know,
they explain it to you,
right? You know, this is a fried oyster, or these are crab fingers. You know, here you go. And, but you could tell that every time Phoebe came out of that room, she was trying not to dart to us first thing and look at us first thing. But and so many times she varied where she was going in the room, yeah. Which is correct.
Right.
But she wanted to make, when she had something that she knew we would like, she wanted to make a beeline to us.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, kid.
Like, what was the best thing?
Oh, honestly.
There was a lot of good
stuff.
I've
got one.
Okay.
At the end of the night, it was small because it was just a taste, white chocolate brownie.
Ooh.
It was really good.
It was delicious.
Well, that's good since you can't have real chocolate.
But I mean, I thought the way that the shrimp was served was delicious. There was
shrimp.
A seafood arancini, which was great. And
is it chini or cini? I've heard it so many
it's
different
arancini.
Ways. Oh, okay.
I don't know why I said chini. It's arancini.
Okay.
That was outstanding. And I think the reason it was different is because, you know, all Italian restaurants do it a little bit differently. But because it was bite-sized mm-hmm. and fried individually in the small bites versus it being the
big ball,
you know what I mean? I don't know. Just it was more flavorful that way.
You had more of the outside.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that you love that you forgot about already.
I haven't forgotten the shrimp toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a second. I was actually getting to the shrimp toast.
Which I couldn't eat. I was too full.
Oh, it was really good. It was served on... it was served in a little square, and I don't know what the little sauce was,
the dipping sauce.
It was, yeah, that was
That's
really
what they
good.
Said.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you
ooh,
like
assorted
a
macaroons, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Macarons.
Macarons.
Yeah.
Those are two different things, macaroons and macarons. Yeah. They're different. Anyway, it was so fun to just be there and see them and be in the element. But if you ever go to anything like this, the heads up is pace yourself. Even the family, the moms and daughters, I think it was the daughter was the bride and then her maid of honor was with her.
Yeah.
That were sitting at the big round table with us.
Mm-hmm.
They also were eating very heartily in the very beginning, just like we were. And then at the end, I could tell the maid of honor was like, please, I can't have any more food. And some of the best food was coming out
mm-hmm.
at the end. So anytime you do something like this, know that, you know, chances are they're going to fill the 2 hours with with it. They're not going to drop it all in the first 30 minutes.
Really smart to see a banquet hall do this way. And, you know, it's the first time I've ever been to one of those. I'm sure they exist everywhere. But it's just a really smart way to give you the experience, you know.
Yeah.
So do I need to save the date for the vow renewal?
Oh,
yes, please.
Sorry I missed it with you guys, but I did get variety last night because, you know, I had my factor meal last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes and it's done.
Yeah, I had a choice of jalapeno lime cheddar chicken or the turkey chili and zucchini, but I went with this roasted tomato and feta cavatappi.
Oh, that sounds great.
Cavatappi is a type of pasta. It's like a corkscrew kind.
Okay.
Oh, was it good?
So, see, since Factor is, it's all pre-prepared meals, it's almost like you were being served.
It is.
I mean, they're chef prepared. They're never frozen. Everything is fresh. So, yeah, it is like you have your own chef preparing it for you and just saying, here, in the microwave for 2 minutes and you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was so good. I'm looking forward to it. And the variety every week, it changes. It's not like you got the same 35 meals to choose from every week.
Oh, I didn't
know that.
Next
week, it's different meals. The following week, it's different meals. They carry a couple over, the good ones or the ones that are really popular.
Popular, yeah.
And then everything else changes. So you're never going to be eating the same thing twice.
So fabulous, especially if you're busy, if you travel, whatever.
And here's another one. Going to save you a little money on your Factor meals, too. 50% off right now if you go to factormeals.com/MSJ50. Or you can just use the code MSJ50 at factormeals.com. Either way, you'll get 50% off. You can see how much variety there is. And order. You can mix or match or order one of their specialty plans like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto.
And Factor is a sponsor of the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.